Seriously? You want to open school, sir?
Listen, quarantine's over. The kids have to go back.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Are you mad or nah? Big mad, little mad. No, but really, what are you mad at?
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC. I'm back in the city of Philadelphia speaking with community residents, asking them, with everything going on with this COVID-19, the City of Philadelphia School District is looking to reopening their doors, but their ventilation plan has a lot of concerns. They're looking to enhance school classrooms with window fans. Does that make you mad or not?
I'm really mad. Really mad. Because, first of all, I don't know the efficacy of the fans in the window. How do you clean the air with a window fan? I'm not certain what that means, and I don't know who intelligently proposed that kind of answer. It sounds ridiculous to me. I have 5 grandchildren, Southwest Philadelphia, that attend public school. So it's not safe. I'm a grandmother. I'm over 60. The kids come to my house. I don't want to be exposed to COVID from my grandchildren trying to access education.
WHYY.
Sharon, and I represent Southwest Philadelphia.
Keep your radios locked.
As you know, virtual schooling has been a struggle across the board between parents, kids, and students.
Are you mad or are you not mad?
No, it doesn't make me mad. I do think that they should probably focus on a better method. So I'm a frequent flyer myself. I do travel regularly, and one of the questions that was brought to the attention of Dr. Fauci was, why aren't people getting COVID on planes? Well, the reason for that is because there's great ventilation. So whatever ventilation they have on planes, I think that they should do more research on that and see if we can apply it to classrooms.
WHYY.
My name is Melly, and I am calling from Mania.
Are you mad or no?
Yes, it does make me mad. I feel as though that the one fan, it's not going to be sufficient. I'm not sure how effective that would be and whatever it was supposed to do. I feel as though, unfortunately, we may have to bite the bullet. I know that this pandemic is causing a lot of challenges for us as parents and as administrators and as students. But it's going to be important that we, in my opinion, wait for the vaccine. I think that's the only plausible way we can come back and be healthy and everybody can have a certain level of
keep your radios locked.
Dr. Jonathan, Southwest Philadelphia.
What is there to be mad at?
I think so. I feel like it's important for the kids to re-enter school. I'm not really sure like how it is for the kids who don't have IEPs, but my son have an IEP, so I feel like they need to figure it out and figure it out fast, because the kids who have IEPs are being affected by not being in school.
WHYY.
I feel like just proper hygiene is just the key, because a lot of schools, like even when the kids are not, like even before the coronavirus, kids were coming home with like common colds and stuff that was being passed around from other students and other staff members. So I feel like just practicing proper hygiene, washing your hands and stuff like that, it'd be real crucial to the containment of the epidemic. My name is Jasmine. I just represent Philadelphia.
Big man, little man.
Kind of very upset. I'm not sure if you're pertaining to one thing per classroom or not.
Keep your radios locked.
I believe our children deserve the best for everything that they've been through, everything that the parents have been through, everything that's been a disadvantage to them. I believe there should be more things in place for them before the school opens back up. I was kind of on board in the beginning when they were trying to do 2 days per week.
WHYY.
You got to go to school, so let's do it.
I don't want to go to school.
Keep your radios locked. Tune in. 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.
We just don't act like we don't see the dog on the Zoom. Oh, okay.